Blog Talk Radio.
Kane is in the building, nigga.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn the volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, till your speakers scream. Leave a Mary Kay about to satisfy your dreams. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. You know who I'm rocking with is Eva Mary Kay. See, I turn on her station, man, I listen every day. She's different, not the same, that's why people know her name. And when she pumps that volume, everybody goes insane. Calling any station, if y'all hear me, there's no competition in any city. He got a girl that's cool with the guys. Eva Mary Kay, she's smooth like a ride. She's guaranteed to play high records every time. So turn it up, turn it up, turn the volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speaker scream. Viva Mary Kay about to satisfy your dreams. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up.
What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. It's Thursdays, and it's Feed the Wolves Diva Edition, where we get our hip-hop history on with none other, with my co-host live, Future Guru 100. Also, we're going to have Money Mo in the building tonight from Feed the Wolves. We're so excited to have him in the building. We're going to be playing some of his music. And not only that, we're going to be playing cuts. It's hip-hop history, y'all. It's Thursday, so we definitely going to be playing cuts from the hip-hop divas. I decided this Thursday that we're going to play some throwback joints, some old school joints that did contribute to hip hop history. We got new music from MC Light, Cha Cha Cha. We got Lauryn Hill, The Fugees, Ready or Not, Here I Come. Oh, we going in. We got the Brat Funkified, and that's just a little taste of what we got going in tonight. But it's definitely Thursday. It's Feed the Wolves Diva Edition. Shout out to Money Mo, Five Alive, Megan Smurf, Ferrari. Oh, man, the list just go on. Mikey T, the movie star. Shout out to Future Guru 100. He live in the building with us. Future Guru 100, what's going on, man?
I want to give a shout out to Diva Mary Kay for holding down Feed the Wolves. You already know. Yeah. Yo, it's really live. I feel live. I just got off my grind. You already know. I'm getting it in, and I'm definitely proud of what you're doing for the movement. You know, shout out to Bangham Smurf, shout out to Ferrari S, the Southport of Don. You already know, West Now, Get Brad. I got a couple more shout outs. Maybach Dice and my G, Mikey T, the movie star. You know, we all working over here. You know, Five Alive, what up? Money Mo, what up? You know, I put the word out today that the show's going down. It's going down. What up, Diva Mary Kay? Going, baby. Play them hot jokes for the females. For the females.
You already know, yo, we got the hip-hop queens. We definitely going to get into some of his music. And it's so many of them, man. I mean, I'm talking about it's so many of them that was forgotten. Yo, I can definitely go down the list. I was just chopping it up. Shout out to Adam Brick City, live in the building, going down the list. You know, I'm going to play your music in a quick second, but I want to go over these hip-hop queens that was in the game that a lot of people forgot about. Let's talk about Lady B. Let's talk about Sha-Rock. Let's talk about Foxy Brown, Salt and Pepper, Lil' Kim, Eve, Yo-Yo, Queen Latifah, Roxanne Shanté, Heather B, Sugar T, Nikki D. Y'all ain't ready, Lady Rage. Who? Come on now.
I got one.
You got? Oh, you got?
Yeah,
who you got?
I'm gonna shout out the Sequence that made a joint on the Sugar Hill label. They was out there with Gon' Funk You, right on up. So the shout out to the Sequins. Those are three ladies that was definitely putting it down early in the game. So get your hip hop history together. She's shouting out the ladies. And if you never heard of Sequins, you better just Google Sugar Hill Gang and put Sequins with it. If you don't know how to spell Sequins, it's S-E-Q-U-E-N-C-E. You heard? Shout out to the Sequins. You know? Word up, DMLK. I like the idea you repping the ladies tonight. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't Diva Mary Kay? Why wouldn't Diva Mary Kay represent the ladies, man? Why wouldn't I show us some love? And, you know, we go all the way back and just take it there. While we talking about a lady in the game, let's go ahead and get into this music right now. This your girl, MC Light, Cha-Cha-Cha.
What?
Cha-cha-cha to this Mardi Gras. I'm the dopest female that you've heard thus far. And I do get better. The voice gets wetter. Nobody gets hurt.
As long as you let her.
Do my thing with an 89 swing. The dopeness, I write, I guarantee delight. Until the hip-hop maniac, the uptown brainiac in full effect, MC Light is back. And better than before, as if that was possible. My competition, you'll find them in the hospital. Visiting time, I think it's on a Sunday. But notice, they only get one day to shine. The rest of the week is mine. And I'll blind you with the science that the others have yet to find. So come along and I'll lead you the right way. Just clap your hands to the words I say. Come on. To spit out and devour at the same time. I'll eat you up with a rhyme, but I'll let you slide because you accidentally hopped on the wrong side. Now come on, that's suicide. Hypothetically speaking, okay, let's say you didn't know what you were doing. You're new in town and you're looking around for another name to ruin. And it's me that you're pursuing? Well, 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 I'll be damned. I might as well tell you who I am. I am the capital L-Y-T-E. And it's shocking, I'm the one you're mocking. Oh yeah, I've been watching you, watching me, and like the fat on your back, it's plain to see that you're a wannabe, but you can't be what you're not, so you better start living with what you got. Kick this one here for me and my ears. DJ K-Rock, let me hear a track. Now it's time to kick a rhyme out the batch, and you're the receiver, eager as a beaver. Time to convert the non-believer that I'm a roadrunner, leaving you in the dust. I can't adjust to the times, and at times I might just get quicker than the ticker of your pacemaker. More tender than a roni, but harder than a jawbreaker. So don't ever second guess me. And if you're wondering who could the best be, think a second and recollect the worst whipping you ever had yet. And I'll bet that I did it. My fingerprints are still on you. How many times I gotta warn you about the light? It'll blind your sight, but the rhythm will still guide you through the night. Kick, 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 kick.
That sounded good, yo. I mean, yo, that sounded real good right there. That's a heck of a way to open the show. Matter of fact, that's a hell of a way to open the show.
Yo, that's definitely MC Light, Cha-Cha-Cha. That's definitely a classic, man. It's Thursday, y'all. It's Feed the Wolves Diva Edition. We definitely going to have Money Mo on the line tonight. You know, it's just a blessing that we can kick it with artists, with real people, you know, definitely take it back to hip-hop history, you know, because the youth is listening. They out there listening, and they out there watching us. And, you know, they definitely want to get down with us and see what we doing. And when I was thinking about it, I'm like, all right, I'm loading up the arsenal. I'm getting it ready. But I'm like, yo, I got to definitely do something for my little divas out there that's listening to hip-hop history, man. And
uh-huh.
that is a heck of a way to open up the show with MC Light, Cha-Cha-Cha. Like, you know, that's, she rapped about everything, her style. She was competitive. She was on point. She was rocking the mic at the same time. Like, yo, she definitely got it in. Like, she ain't really, I ain't got nothing against, you know, female artists today, but not one time did she have to rap about anything, you know, physical about herself, man. We definitely going to get, we going to open up the line for Money Mo. Money Mo, can you hear me? Hold on 1 second. No?
Yo, what's good?
What's going on, Mo? Welcome, welcome. What's going on? We got Money Mo live in the building, man. You already know what it is. It's time to feed the wolves, man.
yeah, we definitely are. definitely good look right there. You already know,
Money
man.
Money Mo, what up, Roy?
What's good? The future was up, man. You already know, man.
I appreciate you spending time with us tonight, man. You know, this movement is really getting strong, and it's getting stronger every day, man. So I appreciate the love, man. You know,
of course.
We're getting followers upon followers. You already know.
Yeah, we here. Feed the wolves in the same way we strong, man.
Call himself the download baby because he's getting all the downloads.
Yeah, Money Mo, don't get it twisted, baby, man. If you don't believe me, check my downloads, baby.
Yeah, man.
You feel me? That's what it is. A shout out to DMRK, you know what I mean? It's definitely going down like that. Feed the wolves. Shout out to all my wolves, man. The list is so long, I can't even go in right now. Know what I mean? But the wolves know who they are. Know what I mean? If y'all listening, much respect and salute to all the homies that's grinding and doing their thing. We here. We talking about everything that's going on and making these moves and making these real business moves. Know what I mean? Because that's the main thing that has to go down at the end of the day. Because everybody is doing their thing, but you got to have your business first before you do the worst. You know what I mean? So. We here, Money Mo, we live. We on the radio show right now. So shout out to D. Mary Kay. That's a straight big up. Shout out to Future Guru 100. You can follow him. I mean, you can follow D. Mary Kay. So, you know what I mean? We here. Money Mo, feed the wolves. Shout out to Bengal Smurf. Like,
Smoke. You know what it is. I have to say, Mo, I definitely checked out the music, and, you know, I was listening to it. I'm like, yo, this definitely was up. But I like the one that say, play it on the radio.
Yeah, playing on the radio. That's going to be on my mixtape dropping, I mean, probably early January after Maybach Dice 456 mixtape drop. Mine is coming right after that, you know what I mean? Because we got the lineup looking crazy with me, Damo, and Dice, and Five Alive. So that song right there, that's going to be featured on the mixtape, so they could definitely check that out, and that's going to get crazy. And that's a real fact of a track. Because that's what everybody's going for, hoping it can be played on the radio. And some people can't even get the initiative to be played on the radio. So I just put out that song just to, I mean, tell people how I used to feel before I even was put in the position that I am now. And I mean, so it's always hard work and grind. At the end of the day, any artist that's doing anything, you'll eventually get played on the radio because hard work pays off. So that's what the main motto of that track was.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up. We're going to... We got some love on the line, and then we're going to get into the music because it's definitely hot. You're live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Thursdays. We feeding the World Diva Edition with that hip-hop history. Let's go ahead and go to the line. 347-386, you're live on the line with Money Mo, Future Guru 100, Diva Spot ENT. What's up, man?
Diva Spot was good, mate. It's Bob Alive.
Bob, what up?
Was good. What's good with y'all, man?
Bob, you killing him, man. That's all I got to say, man. You already know, man. Killing
word,
him, boy.
Man. I just gotta say, man, feed the wolves, man. Shout out to the whole team, man. The list is long. Know what I mean? But you already know who you are, man. Shout out to everybody showing support on that. It's been a pleasure, know what I mean? I just keep doing what I gotta do, man. Shout out to Future Ghoul. Shout out to DJ Mary Kate. Shout out to Bam Smurf, Domination, Money Mo, Maybach Dice. Now, I mean, everybody, man, we all, man, you already know.
You already know. We definitely getting, it ain't even a buzz no more. Like, they hear us. There is no more buzzing no more. Got the download, baby, Money Mo, Five Alive, another face in the car. Don't play with it, man. Future Guru 100, the go-to guy for everything. Like, yo, y'all make sure y'all call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Show some love, ask some questions. I know my youth is out there listening. Call up. You know, they definitely can upgrade you. They definitely going to answer all y'all questions. So y'all ain't got to worry about that. These is real dudes right here because we feeding the wolves. Don't worry about dogs. We got wolves, yo. And No Money Mo is taking over, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's your boy Money Mo. Southside banger. Got my nigga spit flames. Yo, you know what it is. Feed the fucking wolves, nigga. 24/7.
Shout out to DJ What It Is. They definitely put that together for us. But yeah, it's no hard work and grind. It's nothing though.
Yo, 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 who was singing on that track though?
His name is Spit Flames.
Yeah, he was fine on that. That was a good collab. That was that power move right there.
Yeah, it's definitely hard work and grind and collabing. That's what I said. Anybody want to collab, man, send all tracks to FBWRadio@gmail.com. And I'll take a look at it, but if it's trash, I would not get on it. At all.
Hey, no trash, no garbage. We don't need garbage, man.
Don't take it personal. Don't take it to the butt. Like, this shit does not mean this. That means step your game up. And anybody that's sending me songs over, you know my pedigree. I'm not being cocky or anything, but, you know, I take my music very serious, so don't send me no music that you did on your the microphone from your computer and think that a Feed the Wolves artist will get on that. It would not happen at all.
Wow.
And, yeah, and it's not me. And it's money to be talked to, so if you want to holler at my my manager, you can hit ctruth_1 at Hotmail. You know what I mean? Holler at him. We will definitely get that set up. But for the most part, yeah, man, we hit grinding. We're on Diva Spot Radio. He's like, it's live.
Yes, sir.
You already know, man. Money Mo, I do have a question because the youth is listening live, and I like what you said. Like, don't send no garbage music, and also don't send what you did on your computer. You definitely want to step your game up. You know, what do you feel like your music is doing for the youth right now out there?
I mean, the music is doing a lot for the youth, but for the most part, it's not really doing. As much as it's supposed to be doing, you know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be more positive and more knowledgeable facts stated in this music game, because music is not just about songs. You see what I'm saying? It's more to it than just laying a 16 down with a hook and thinking that that's music. No, music is you as a person yourself. So as far as music, it needs to be more positive. There won't be a lot of things that's going on that kids are doing. Kids rather buy an iPod than, you know what I mean, pick up a book.
Yeah.
And that tells you a lot about it. And that's not the way it's supposed to go. You know what I mean? Music is supposed to be fundamental at the first part and also knowledgeable so people could really get something. It's like class. Like, when you do music, it's like you're the teacher of a class because people is listening to you. And you might not know. Whatever you say might make a person do something or affect their life and have them thinking a certain way because of what you said on the song and you being the person that you are. They might take note and listen to you, so it has to be more knowledgeable. I mean, I was a street artist at first, just talking about the main topics that, you know, real artists do and street artists do. So I had to break out of that and really get hip hop's attention, not just street attention, because that's not fun. Because you in the streets all day, you're not sitting in the Z100, not me radio stations and all that, but that's what people were so used to. But I had to break out of that. Because of the fact that I listen to certain music that got my attention. Like, I can't just focus my music just on streets and guns and the real life status of, even if you're not living that life or if you are living that life, it should be, you got people that you got to listen to and there's people that are listening to you. So for the most part, you got to affect their life. But that's what I do. Right now, I'm switching it up. If I hear my new song called Out of My Head, that's some real hip hop pop track, R&B track, like talk box on the hook and all that. Like, that's what it is, because I want people to hear a different side of Money Mo. And Money Mo is versatile, and I will turn it up when I turn it up. So just look out for that, and it'll be a good move. But as far as the music and the youth, people, artists, make your words more knowledgeable. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Good. Respect that.
Words. You know what I mean? Anybody got to understand that, because that's the real talk. I'm not just talking because I'm Money Mo. I'm talking because I'm a part of you, because if you're listening right now, I'm actually a part of you, because you have to listen to what I'm saying. If you don't want to listen, then you don't have to hear me. But that's what it is. So everybody out there, youth, you listening, focus on what you got to get, because the future is here. The past is the past. The present is what you're doing right now, but the future, you got to do it for the future, not for the moment. So think about everything that you do.
You definitely right about that. Y'all think for the future and not for the moment. If you making music out there, all the upcoming artists and even all the artists that's established right now, whatever that you're doing, you got to ask yourself, how is my music going to impact the youth? They coming behind us. Those are those seeds that's being planted. You know, you got to think about it. In 10 years, that's not even go that far, because some of y'all ain't even thinking that far. 5 years. How is my music going to impact the youth? You know what I'm saying? And then it's sad that we go to the studio, whatever, we lay tracks down, and it is about being versatile. Because it's all right, like Money Mo said, you be in the streets all day. What else can you talk about? When you go to a label or when you're dealing with some people and they want to start playing your music on the radio, they're not going to play that you talking about killing people, choking people, you know, putting people in the chicken. No, nobody really wants to hear that. I mean, it's certain things that they really can't play on the radio. It's a song for every part of the game and part of the music, whether it's industry, whether it's underground, whether it's hip-hop, R&B. But for my youth, I have to stress this to my youth. You know, if you make your music, make sure your music has a message behind it. It got to have a message within it.
Yeah.
And I know somebody else want to give their opinion on this. Five Alive, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
You wanted to give your opinion on that situation right there?
Man, listen, man. Money Mo, that's my brother, you know what I mean? So we voice the same opinion, you know what I mean? So
right.
I really don't have nothing else to say, nothing else to add. Know what I mean? We chill together all day. Know what I mean? So whatever he see, I see. Know what I mean? We talk about it. Know what I mean? That's how we feel about the situation. So whatever Mo said, that's what it is, you heard?
I know, that's right.
Well, shit, though, I ain't even lying to you, though, man. Like I said, Mo's my brother, man. That's all I got to say. Like, Mo's my brother. Know what I mean? And like I said, we see the same shit, you know. So you got to be versatile with your shit, you know?
Yeah, we stepping our game up today with Feed the Wolves. Y'all are live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Thursday, y'all. It's Feed the Wolves Diva Edition. We getting our hip-hop history on, and we paying some homage to the ladies of hip-hop, man. We just played at the top of the show MC Light Cha-Cha-Cha. What y'all know about that? Now we about to get into some DeBrat, man. Let's go. Oh. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's go.
Open up and let the funk flow in from this nigga named Jay and his newfound friend. I'm hitting switches like Gary on the solo freak for yo G. It's R-A-T. Putting a dip in your hip from right to left. It's that ghetto ass bitch and I'm so dead. Nigga, that's my clip. Nigga, that's who I rose with. And we kick nothing but the fat shit. Them call me the funkified, vocalistic with the real shit. We got the shit they can't fuck with. Because we're so funkified. We make it move from side to side. Pull up 58 to MC. Oh, nigga, Brett and Jesse. Coming like that, bitch, baby. So lay back and listen as I catch up on my tip and then freak this duet just like Ashford and Simpson combined. Back, meaning I got the shit that'll get you bent. Tearing the roof off this mother like Parliament. I'm on the road in control like Janet, damn it. Ratchet the fuck, baby, that they can't handle it. I know, that's why I keep hitting me with this grammar. Letting niggas know that I'm the real mama demma. Straight to the head like a chronic sack.
I pass the mic to the brain.
And yeah, we're paying some bags.
Well, fellas, this time I get the groove on. I provide the funkified sounds to make you move, huh?
Breaking these boots off.
Welcome back to Hip Hop History Diva Division. We feeded the wolves on the day. That was just the Brat Function 5 live in the building. Future Groove 100, what's your favorite Brat song, man?
My favorite Brat song?
Mm-hmm.
It probably had to be I'm trying to get this the name of the joint. I thought she was about to play it too. It's one of her first joints though. It's one of her first joints. I can't even call the name of it. But the Brat Go Hard. The reason why I like the Brat, you know, because she came out individual. She came out heating. She came out heating it up. Like she came out and heating up the game. You know, so you know those early tracks that came out from the Brat. She was spitting it. She was repping. She was definitely on that B girl stuff. So she went in like you know she was repping. She was repping whatever JD put out on the tracks. You know, you gotta shout out JD because he was doing them beats crazy back then. So you know she was repping on the tracks, man. And I think she was spitting that heat. I don't got no hate for her. I love her to death. And she was a big part of you know. What I do right now, I thought she was a major influence on the game. I thought she was real tight. She was tight.
That's definitely what's up. We definitely paying that homage to hip-hop history, man. You know, we're going to get Money Mo back in a few seconds, and we definitely going to be playing some more of his cuts, man, because that's what it's definitely about. If you got a position in hip-hop or you got a position, period, with this music to influence others, you want to make sure you put out music and Money Mo definitely dropped jewels. It's the knowledge behind it. At the end of knowledge in your business. Point blank period.
Oh, I could definitely say the one she did with Jagged Edge was definitely a favorite of mine. That joint she did, What Do You Like? When she was on that, it went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It was bananas. Yeah, that Jagged Edge track, that was bananas.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorites. There it is right there. I just thought of it. You heard? A Jagged Edge Brat collabo. Collabos do work. It's okay to do a collabo. Collabos work.
Yeah. I definitely got another collabo, but yo, this is what I wanted to say too about the Brat. The Brat came in the game, you know, and did her numbers with Def Jam and them. She definitely did her numbers, but not only did
So Death
definitely came in the game doing her thing, but she went on to do movies as well. And I was watching one of the movies last night, but I like it. I love it when people can be very versatile. You got to be versatile. If you in the business and if you in the industry, don't think that you can just stay one way. Stay true to yourself. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, you got to be able to be versatile and be able to produce more and show that you just not a rapper or you just not a singer. It's more because it's more money to be made out there first and foremost. Be about your cash and contracts for everything. I don't care if you just start rapping, like you just start singing or whatever the case may be. You contract everything. Everything is contract, because if not, then you're going to end up hurting yourself in the long run. You might sign a contract with somebody, you know, with a manager or a producer or somebody or whatever the case may be, and then later on, you know, you feel like they're not meeting up to the contract, and you like, oh, I ain't rocking with them no more, whatever the case may be. You can say you're not rocking with them all you want to, but you still belong to them by contract.
Oh, yeah. Don't get it twisted. That's the first thing the label going to ask you. If you come in the gate, like, are you obligated or signed to anyone else? And what you got to say? Well, yeah. And then guess what? You're getting broke off and broke down. You got to pay for that. You got to pay for those mistakes, stupid. Get your mind right, baby. It's already done. It's done deal. Got to pay for those mistakes, baby. Hurry up.
We
got to
pay for them.
Yeah, you ain't getting out of this for free. Gonna cost you all day.
It's definitely gonna cost you, man. You can say, you know, I ain't rocking with them no more, but by contract, we had a contract, we had an agreement that you was gonna produce this amount of songs, that you was gonna do this amount of videos, that we was gonna give you this amount of money or whatever the case may be. And these egos, the egos is what tear a lot of stuff up. You know, why I ain't being seen, why they can't see me. And just because you want a label don't mean you ain't gotta work. I got to say that.
Business
public announcement. Just because you're on a label don't mean that you do not have to work. The way you went in for yourself and your music when you first started, treat your first like your last, man. The way you went in the beginning, you got to keep grinding and you got to keep doing that. Because a lot of people and a lot of artists, whether it's rock, hip-hop, I don't care what it is. You get signed to a label, all of a sudden you think that you ain't supposed to do nothing no more. You ain't supposed to promote yourself. All I'm supposed to do is rap. Show up and rap. Show up to sing. No. That's not how it works. Hard work and dedication. Money Mo told you, Money Mo just told y'all. Get it together.
It's your mind right.
You see? Definitely get your mind right. And don't forget, don't forget this. Copyright and register everything, y'all. It ain't even that expensive for you to copyright and everything. Go online and Google it. All you got to do is really go down to your city hall and say, I want to register my name. I want to copyright my music so nobody else can steal it. You putting a lock on yourself. You are now valuable. And somebody's going to come along and see your idea or listen to your music, and all of a sudden they're like, well, I can do that. I want to do that. Mm. And if you haven't protected it, they're going to be able to take it from you.
Sure.
I got some. I ain't even going to say that, though. Because you're going to wonder what's going on, man.
Oh, man, I'm just digging in the scene. I'm just enjoying the music right now. Just keep playing them Hot Diva joints, you know. I know my request is coming up soon, so you already know what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, I know what you're waiting on.
Yeah, I know what you like. Yeah. I got a question for Money Mo. You still on the line?
No, we waiting on Money Mo to call back in. I think he lost the connection somewhere. We lost the line at
five
them.
Five
ain't on the line either.
All right, well, let me tell you what's going on. You know, listen, it's really like this. Everybody got to just, you know, work on your craft, you know, and just basically give yourself a chance to the opportunity to think about what other people might want to hear. Like, and if you've been spitting about the same, you know, stuff, you know, like, you know, all your rap or career or whatever, you know, you got to give people a chance that's growing. You got to show growth, too. Like, because other people that's listening is growing. So, you know, the expectation is going to be high if you're already setting a high standard. You know, just, you know, keep doing that, you know. So I just want to, you know, let people know that you got to show people your hard work and dedication. It's not a joke. It's not a game, bro.
But like Money Mo said, it's okay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Fly Radio, ENT.
Southside. Yeah. Money Mo. You already know what it is, man. Hard work and dedication, you feel me? That's why I'm in the position I'm in right now. Y'all niggas is hating and all that. You see me making moves, nigga. I love it.
Man, fuck these niggas. Keep doing what you're doing. They gon' hit on you either way. Just show them some face and music.
Why you mad, my nigga? Cause I got better raps. Writing 16s and making songs is what I'm better at. Anticipating on Face the Music, I expected that. Your songs ain't trash, it's just a couple sets from being whack. Shout out to Smurf, he got me in the best position. The Wolves win the title, you niggas is exhibition. I'm on my extra limit, I let my time tell. I make the game last long like the extra inning. Checks I'm spinning, these niggas getting tight mo. Some niggas won't shine like they light bro. I'm ice cold. Fit you like the Bible. I run laps around haters with my eyes closed. No blindfolds, they still wouldn't see a G. No Adam and Eve, they still wouldn't see a tree. Seeing your money flip is like seeing me. And when you see that full moon, you
these
see the
niggas don't like me. They say that they real. They say they won't snake me. I know that they will.
Bro, I had to let the hood know. Mo, make them girls whip they hair, no willows. Night pillow, I sleep when I'm dead. And I live by my name, so I be scheming on bread. You can catch me with a double deuce, switching in the third lane. These rap niggas cross the line, feeling like a word game. Fuck with them birds saying money make the world change. Obama, so I'm toting on that llama, nigga burst flame. Yeah, I know the truth hurt, better do your schoolwork. Feed the wolves, feed the streets, and plus we got new work. Storm game, lockdown, promo game, lockdown.
business on the uprise. Competition knocked down, they love us in Southside. All the way to 20, man, nigga dance. Songs getting spins like a ceiling fan. I know you miss the man, nah, bitch, you miss the mo. Always on my grind, watch me shine, don't
these
miss the show.
They like me, they say that they real. They say they won't snake me, I know that they will.
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT with Future Guru 100 live on the line. You already know it's Feed the Wolves time. That was Money Mo. It's okay, Diva Edition, man. It's okay because I'm good. I like that right there.
Yeah, I do like that one. I like that track. You know, I definitely want to hear that on the radio. You know, that's one of those joints that could definitely make it to the radio. And, you know, shout out to Money Mo for his hard work and his dedication. He definitely grinding. And, you know, if you follow Money Mo on Twitter, you follow Money Mo on Twitter, what you're going to see is, like, the boy goes in. You know, shout out to Feed the Wolves Radio. You know, that's on Sunday nights. You know what I'm saying? Y'all
that's
can check
right.
that out, Feed the Wolves Radio. And while we're on the subject, I got a public announcement. You know, for everybody that's listening, everybody that's following my Twitter, y'all know who my team is. You need to go check out the Emma E2K on the Twitter, Emma E2K, because she is definitely doing her community service right now with a special toy drive that's going on at Mimosa's Lounge in Castle Hill in the Bronx. She's getting it in right now. It's live. They there right now, tonight, doing a toy drive and a donation drive for the community. And you know, if you know Emma, anybody that know me that know Emma, she gets it in for the community for real. And it's a toy drive, and it's going down right now at the Mimosa's Lounge in the Bronx. So, you know, you definitely need to go on her Twitter to get the address. It is Castle Hill Avenue, but I just can't call that number. So you just got to go to Emma's Twitter, Emma E2K. For everybody that's listening and out in the Bronx, go check that out ASAP. Check that out tonight. It's going down tonight.
Yo, big shout out to Emma, man. Big shout out to Lush, man. I'm just so proud of them. Like, I'm just so proud of them because they show up to go up. This ain't no show, man. It's definitely not no show. And they give themselves. They give themselves unwillingly, and they give themselves for the youth and out there for them kids. And it's cold in Jersey. It's cold outside, man. And they over there, they at the Mimosa Lounge getting it in. Make sure y'all go on her Twitter. Go to www.twitter.com/EmmaE2K. Again, that's EmmaE2K. And make sure y'all get it in. We getting our hip-hop history on tonight, man. We paying homage to the ladies of hip-hop. At the top of the hour, we played the MC Light, Cha-Cha-Cha. We just came back. We played the Brat Funkify. We got Money Mo. Music we just play. It's okay. You know, y'all make sure y'all follow Money Mo, Feed the Wolves at www.twitter.com. Money Mo, you can Google the man. He's definitely in business. It's not hard. Put in money and then Mo, and then we'll link up and try to get more money.
Yeah,
it's
word
the girl Demon MK, man. You're now live in the building, man. I'm going to pay homage right now to another queen. Go get the kids, man. Get the kids, pull them up. Turn that TV off, man. They need to hear this because it's either they ready or they not. You now tune in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Feed the Wolves Diva Edition with the hip-hop history. Call me up at 347-850-1521. I got my co-host, Future Guru 100, live in the building. Let's go, man.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk away.
Yeah.
Those who correlate know the world ain't kick. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course. When you be up and on their horse, kick around, drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. White Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want
yo,
me.
Yo, I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke death. I must confess, my destiny's manifest. In some vortex and sweats, I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies before he invest. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool, but I hex you with the witch's brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy. Believe me, frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebies. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be needing Simone and defecating on your microphone.
Ready or not, here I come. Can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. You can't run away from these stars I got, oh baby, hey baby, cause I got a lot, oh yeah. Anyway, so my whole crew gonna know, oh baby, hey baby, you can't hide from the bag, oh no.
Ready or not, refugees taking over. The Buffalo Soldier, let's rock them. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, two lies, do or die. Talk me high, only for fly with my crew from like nine. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. Dance around the border like I'm cash.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you.
Not. Here we come. You can't hide. No, you're live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. It's Thursday. It's Feed the Wolves Diva Edition. That was Lauryn Hill with the Fugees. Ready or not, man, we definitely paying homage to the hip-hop queens. And I got more bangers for y'all, man. That's definitely what's up. I definitely got to give a shout-out to Lauryn, because no matter if Lauryn go away and come back, she still make hot bangers. She can go away for a long, long time. That's the only chick I know that came out and did acoustic and still ripped it. Like, she still ripped it. Oh, man, that's definitely my joint. Future Groove 100 wanted to hear that joint right there. Future Groove 100, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm definitely vibing off that track you just played. Thank you for playing my request. You know, and you got to shout out Lauryn Hill and all this Jersey movement, you know, that she's repping. That she was repping when she came out with that track. You know, it was all love. Jersey was feeling it because, you know, she was definitely repping Jersey. The whole Fuji movement was repping Jersey. So I'm like, I'm definitely proud of the timeless time capsule track that you just played. Like, people, whoever hear that track is going to be like, yo, is that new? And, like, if they never heard it before, because that's something that could rock right now. I mean, because she just flipped the styles on you. She just put them out there for you, like, to just be, you know, just be absorbed. Like, they really put it down with that track. Like, that was a classic album. Like, you know, and that was one of my favorite joints off that album. Like, you know, it's real. Like, so I appreciate you playing that joint. And, you know, that's how Diva should represent right there. Like that.
And y'all can definitely get your request on. Shout out to the 908, the 215, the 323, the 248 live in the building. Shout out to everybody live in the chat room, everybody online listening, man. We getting our hip-hop history on. If you want to get your request, you want to request some hip-hop bangers, call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And once you get on the line, press the number one button. That's going to put you in the call queue on the switchboard, and we know you want to come on live and give your shout-outs and get your request on, and we'll go in the arsenal and go ahead and pull that out for y'all. But this is what it is, man. This is what we do each and every Thursday. We do hip-hop history, and that's definitely what it's all about. Where would hip-hop be without the history? Let's think about that. What would it be without the history? How could we explain? What if our kids ask us, like, you know, what's hip-hop? And it's sad to say that a lot of us don't know the history of hip-hop, and it's not hard. You can look hip-hop up everywhere. And shout-out to Adam because, you know, I was talking to him about the idea of doing hip-hop history, and he was like, yeah, play some of the ladies from the 90s or whatever the case may be. And I'm like, you know what? You're definitely right about that. But another chick that was doing it big in the 90s was Blondie. We about to get some, not the 90s, but the 80s. First, I'm going to do the 80s, but in the 80s was Blondie. You know, just a little hip-hop upgrade. You know, the new wave band Blondie released the single Rapture. You know, it was featured as rapping vocals, and it led by the singer Deborah Harry, and mentioned Fab Five Freddy and Grandmaster Flash, and it was featuring hip-hop, and it pushed into the mainstream. You know, and Blondie was a white girl, but she definitely got down for us. You know, she definitely got down for us. Shout out to Blondie. Shout out to Blondie. We getting the timeline in right now. We getting the 80s timeline in. Let's not forget about Rapper's Delight. Rapper's Delight, man. Still riding the tracks. You know, Curtis Blow releases his first single, Christmas Rapping, Blow's second singles, and The Breaks. It was a hit, and it became hip-hop's first gold single.
Y'all need to think about Blondie might have been the first white girl to rap. Like, Blondie might have been possibly the first white girl to rap on joints, like, in the hip-hop game. Like with Fab Five Freddy, that was a monumental joint. It was acclaimed. Like, to me, like, that track is a very, like, statement, like, track for this game, man. For hip hop, man, because it was representing a lot of different elements in the game, and it was definitely a groovy track. Like, it really was played on the radio, like, a lot.
What
I'm telling y'all now, she really was on the radio with that track. Don't get it twisted.
We got we gonna go to the hotlines right now. Give me a second. We got 323-532 live in the building. What's going on?
Yo, what up? What up, Spike Mitch? You know.
Mike Mitch, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, man, you know, I always got to call in and support, man. Especially you doing some hip-hop history, you know what I mean? Hey, but before I get off, man, I got to tell you to play that, one of my favorite joints is Black Star, that Redefinition.
Black Star, Redefinition.
That's one of my favorite joints, though. You know what I mean? But... yeah, people like to get into this business, man, but definitely got to know your lineage, your hip-hop lineage, and know your roots, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to be educated and know what these people did, what they did to get to where they are, to be legends, to be great, you know what I'm saying, to be still relevant 20 years or 30 years from now, you know what I mean? And people got to take that and understand what it takes to be relevant, you know what I mean? You can't really just be a one-hit wonder and think you're going to be remember forever.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
And a lot of y'all out there, go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
And a lot of y'all out there, y'all think that. Y'all think y'all can put out one hot track. You know what I'm saying? Y'all think that y'all going to be in hip-hop history. Don't get mad when they don't call you up and put you in hip-hop history. That why they ain't honoring me. Blah, 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 blah. This and that and so forth. Wah, say it, guru.
Knock it off. Squaw babies in hip hop. Squaw babies in hip hop.
on top. Them cats broke down doors and barriers that, you know, so we probably wouldn't be able to get into if they didn't do what they did to knock them down. You know what I mean? Wouldn't be no Soulja Boys, wouldn't be no Jay-Z's.
On the legacy bandwagon. Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's why we know today we honor those that came before us.
Right.
And, you know, thank them, you know what I'm saying, for them being the forefronters, being the pioneers of the game.
Mm-hmm. And don't think that, you know, throughout your whole hip-hop career, whatever the case may be, that you're not going to get jerked around a little bit, because these people done got jerked around,
right,
you know, as well, too. Don't think that you just going to come in and say, oh, this is what it is, this is how I'm rocking. Nah, you're going to have to learn it. It goes back to what we was talking about as far as contracts. That contract, I don't care what it is. Even with my sister, I'll write a contract up for her. That's my sister, man. Let it get down and we talking about some business. I'll write a contract up with my man. If me and my man doing something and it's like business and we making money, there's a contract.
Right.
Because the contract is there to enforce what
right.
we're talking about.
Anything can happen. You know what I'm saying? And it's always the closest one to you that'll screw you over.
Yeah, the closest one to you will screw you over, and then you be mad. But you know what? Y'all got to let your body rock on that. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. I got my co-host in the building, Future Guru 100. Man, we getting it in tonight on hip-hop history. Don't forget about the Treacherous 3 making the body rock, man.
Thank you.
Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. I got my co-host live in the building, Future Guru 100. It's Thursday, y'all. We feeding the wolves. Y'all already know what it is. It's Diva Division, and we getting our hip-hop history on, man. That was definitely, no, that was my cut right there. Rock your body, Roddy. Rock your, you know what? You want to know what I like about old-school music, like, you know, back in the day hip-hop? And it ain't really old-school. I don't really want to consider it old-school. I'm going to consider it an upgrade. Those were the people who paved the way for us, but it made everybody dance. It told you to do something. It gave you a little bit of, you know, insight and upgrade on things. Mm-hmm. I love that about hip-hop. I don't really have nothing against hip-hop now, because in every era, it was always an issue with somebody's music or whatever the case may be, but certain things I just don't listen to. That's why I think it's so important for us to do hip-hop history. If you got a palate and you out there making music, like Money Mo said, you know, make sure the music has knowledge behind it. And don't just put out anything.
Yeah, well, this is definitely the time to archive these shows, like archive the shows, so we can get everybody up on things, how we doing it over here on Thursday evenings, hip-hop history, because, you know, we might inspire somebody to do something better with their music. Like, I'm going, come on, like, this is what time it is. Like, that's how we're going to do it right now. Like, put the shows out there and keep on doing what you do, because, like, this is some great music you're playing. Like, I know those who already remember the tracks like that you're playing right now is definitely having a flashback. I'm having a flashback, and it's all good. Word up.
That's definitely what's up. This Thursday, this week, we paying homage to the ladies of hip-hop, the hip-hop ladies, as well as playing other hip-hop joints. And I got more bangers in the arsenal. Y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And get your requests on, get your shout-outs on. And when you come on the line, make sure you press the 1 button so you know that, so you can get in the call queue so we know that you want to come online. Shout-out to Mike Mitch for calling in and requesting Maxstar Reverbation. I mean, what y'all know about that, man? Only the real hip-hop heads know about that right there. But one, another lady that I was definitely listening to was Lady Rage. I rock bluffs and stuff with my Afro puffs. Hey, rock on with your bad self. Yo, she is definitely a queen among Queen Latifah, MC Light. Yo, I got them bangers too. They definitely coming. But I want to give a little bit of hip-hop history right now, y'all. That's what it's about. Let's take it to 1987. Boogie Down Productions releases their debut album, Criminal Minded. Building on Run DMC Hardcore's minimalist approach and focusing more on the harsh realities of ghetto's life, it became an insight classic among hip-hop fans. lead MC KRS-One became an especially respected rapper amongst the culture of African Americans. It's crazy.
Yeah,
crazy. 1987. Go ahead.
Back then, you can't even mention KRS-One without mentioning his DJ who got killed like early in the career, like off their first Criminal Mind album. So shout out to Scott LaRock, that was his DJ. You know, when they first came out with the Criminal Mind album, he lost them to the violence. You know, on some street crime stuff. So you know, it's like definitely we gotta pay homage to Scott LaRock in this. Like, cause you know you gotta remember, like, just like P. Diddy lost Biggie, KRS lost Scott LaRock, and like, you know, that was a real big influence, like, on me, like KRS-One with the Criminal Minded. Like, that was one of them albums that I played like about 20 times a day, like just taking it in. And I'm not lying, like, I actually played that probably like 20 times a day, you know. And then like Scott LaRock was gone, like, you know, the album's out, then Scott LaRock was gone like soon after the album dropped. So you know, it's a lot of hate out there, like it's really haters out there, like, you know. So it's like, you know, you gotta definitely be on point out here, man. You know, like, you know, the streets is watching, man. You know, so watch what you do and watch how you move, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, we lost a real soldier. Like, you never even know what Scott LaRock would be doing today. Like, that's how I think about this game, man. Just like I wonder how Biggie would be doing it right now. You know, it's like, those are the people of Tupac, you know. You got to remember, man, we lost some real serious soldiers in this game. We lost some real serious soldiers in this game, man. You know, and that's, I'm going to put it like this. When we lost Scott LaRock to that violence, that was a real early time when hip-hop was like that early 90s joint. Like, I mean, this is, and you like, wow, Scott LaRock gone, even before they even got a chance to get it in. Like, off the first album, soon after the first album dropped, Scott LaRock, you know, got killed, man. And, you know, whoever remember that, whoever was listening, man, you know, if he was a fan of the Criminal Minded LP, man, if you listen to it like I did 15 or 20 times a day, every day, you know, call the show, man. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't lying. I listen to that joint, like, that many times, man. That's how much of an influence, like, that music was on me back then, man. I was really getting it in, doing my thing. I was a fan, and I thought KRS brought a fresh, like, look to the game, like, repping the Bronx, man. Like, telling us, like, this is where it started, yeah.
And I feel like KRS-One definitely lit a fire, man. He brought out the whole political side of things. Like, open our eyes to a lot. Ain't nothing wrong with break dancing and doing your thing or whatever the case may be, but he lit a fire. Like, he lit a fire up under us that was unbelievable and challenged us to educate ourselves. Like, it's y'all all caught up in what's going on. Ain't nothing well, but behind the music, it's a lot of stuff going on. So you got to get yours. And like Money Mo said, I got to get mine. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We're going to go ahead and go to the hotlines to get some opinions open. 973-643, you live in the building on Feed the Wolves Diva Edition Hip Hop History. What's going on, man?
Yeah. Who's on the line? Join it.
What's your name and where you calling from?
Caller? Okay, on
yes.
to the next. On to the next. You know how we do. If you shy, call back later.
Hold on. Let me open up the line.
Yeah.
340, can you hear me?
Hello?
340, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah,
man,
I'm here.
What's
your name? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Jersey.
Oh, that's
what's
up. Who you speaking with?
This is A.
Hey, what's going on, A?
A?
Welcome to the show, man.
What's going on, Ms. Diva Mary Kay? I would like to make a request.
All right, what's your request, A?
I want to hear Tight by Rod Digger.
Tight by Rod Digger?
Yeah, she's from Jersey.
Yo, we Jersey all day over here, baby. We already know. It's Newark. I'm a Newark. I'm in Newark right now. East Orange, what up? Irvington, what up?
Yeah.
What up? Yeah, man. Hooterville. Bellsburg. Well, you know what? I'm in the same area. That's what it is, man. I appreciate you showing that love right now. East Orange is definitely in the building, man. Can we get some applause for that?
Yeah, we are now called Beast Orange.
What we call, baby? Say that again, baby.
We're now called Beast Orange.
Beast Orange, I take that any day, my nigga. Shout out to Hilltown. You know what I'm saying? I was raised on 4-5 over there, 15th Street Park Avenue, Hilltown. Double
down the hill. He's a down the hill boy. That's what it is.
My dude. See, it's all good right now. Dude, man, okay, you got a lot of love on the hill right now. I like that. My dude. What up, hey? I'm definitely feeling with you over here calling us to show, showing that love, man. What up?
And I'm going to say, right, you're not doing it.
Hey, what was your question? What was your request again?
A Tight by Rod Digger.
A Tight by Rod Digger?
Yeah. I call it Tight, yeah.
Yeah, we definitely going to get that in. You got any shout-outs?
No, I ain't got no shout-outs. Shout-outs to you.
That's
that's
a real G right
there.
That's
my man from 4-5.
You know what I mean? my nigga. Now you talking, baby. See? That's love right there. I appreciate that, fam.
Y'all now live on Diva Spot Radio EMT. We getting in with hip hop history. Call in and get your request on at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And y'all can check in with us on live on online at www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot ENT. Don't forget the / with the Diva Spot ENT. We definitely going to get your request in. You and Mike Mitch request in. We definitely going to be playing that by the end of the show. We loading it up to the arsenal right now. We already ain't got it. Most likely we already got it. But we going to get into right now another queen that's doing it big. And that, I mean, she didn't rap. She done been on shows. And shout out to her. But she definitely brought the fire with this one, man.
Now ever since my debut, I continue to lay you flat on your back from
steam pressuring. Those who ain't measuring up, I keep competitive stuff in the muck with they butt up. What you wanna nut up like cashew? Don't you know that I will mash you for real? That's the deal. I'm straight out of Farmville, VA.
So what you gotta say?
I rock rough and stuff with my ass on pump.
Rock on, what you
say? I rock rough and stuff with my ass on pump.
Rock on.
I am the toughest, toughest, toughest. I am the roughest, roughest, roughest. I am the toughest, toughest, toughest. I am the roughest, roughest, roughest. I am the toughest, toughest, toughest. I am the roughest, roughest, roughest. I am the toughest, toughest, toughest. Get with the roughest, roughest. Get with the toughest, toughest.
Like Pippin, shit. Pour my thugs, that's blood in the crippin'. I'm still shittin', still over.
Welcome back, you guys. This is your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT with my co-host, Future Guru 100. We're getting the hip-hop history going on, and we're paying homage today to all the hip-hop divas. That was just Foxy Brown. Well, oh, yeah, that was my joint right there, man. I love that song. And another one of my hot joints that we played earlier today was Cha 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 MC Light. We rocked with the Brat with Funkified. We even got into Lauryn Hill. Ready or not, here I come. Yo, we definitely going in tonight. We taking a request. We got two requests that's coming real soon, and we going to go to the hotline and get more love for the hip-hop history and get more requests for the hip-hop history because the youth, y'all know. Let's go to 862-588. You're now live in the building. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Diva Mary Kay? You know who this is. It's your boy FaZe from Brick City. Shout out to you checking out the show, you know.
You already know, FaZe, what's going on? I got FaZe Live with Brick City live in the building, man. When y'all see the man, y'all better stand up and salute that man when you see him, yo. Yo. Yo, FaZe, we get that hip hop history going on, man. Like, what's your favorite female hip hop artist from back in the day?
Oh, man, from back in the day, favorite female hip hop artist, man. I have to go with MC Light, man. You know, she held it down, she did her thing. But it was a few others I like, you know, Roxanne, Shante, you know. Queen, yeah. you know, they really set the image for the female artists out here today. You know, Salt and Pepper, you know, they did their thing. But all in all, I got to give it to MC Light, man. You know, big up MC Light, definitely.
Yeah, definitely big up and shout out to MC Light, man. She's getting honored once again. She will be getting honored again in June in Los Angeles, California. Shout out to Jazzy, man. Shout out Jazzy from Jazzy Management. They having this big convention, a women's convention out there, and I have been blessed to come out and speak on a panel. So you know we got to give it up to MC Light, man. We definitely got to give it up to all the queens, and I got more bangers for hip-hop history in the joint, man. I definitely want to drop a jewel for hip-hop history because our youth don't know. Like, they think hip-hop history is, you know, just really break dancing, or they think it's just beats. I like what Money Mo, shout out to Money Mo, he called in early at the show, at the top of the show, was saying, like, if you're going to make your music, make sure your music has a message in it. Like, word up.
Yeah, man, you know, listen, man, if it wasn't for the originators of the hip-hop game, man, I wouldn't be in the studio right now doing what I do, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Right now, I'm like a workhorse because I'm trying to bring it back, man, because I think somewhere down the line, hip-hop done lost its way, and it's going to take some workhorse out there, man, to try to bring it back to where it needs to be, and that's where I'm going right now, man. I'm actually in the studio right now working on some new material to put out there. You know, got the DVD coming. You know what I mean? The Brick City Flows DVD is coming, and I'm just trying to do it, man. Bring it back to its rare form, man, where it's supposed to be. I just want to give shout-out to you, man, Future Guru 100, you know, for y'all doing y'all thing over there, giving everybody the avenue to come to and, you know, speak their mind and get their creative balance off their mind and just letting the world know what it is, man.
I'm here, man. Hit me anytime. My Gmail is futureguru100@gmail.com, man.
Okay,
anytime
I got
you, need
bro.
Me, man. That's
yes,
all you got to do.
Yes,
just send
sir.
That email ASAP, man. Don't even wait for it. Just send it.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm going to do, my brother.
No, we don't hesitate.
Definitely
work with
you.
All
yes,
right,
sir. You know what I mean? I'm definitely trying to work with you, you know, but I've been grinding right now. I got to stay on my grind, so when I do come, I come correct with all the right material, man, because I'm not trying to come weak, man. A lot of cats is out here half-stepping it, man. I'm trying to do it full-time. I'm actually about to leave my damn job and do this full-time and eat off this, man. So, you know, it is what it is, man. So I'm definitely going to be hollering at my cats from North because that's where it's at, man. We got too much talent over here, man. And ain't nobody trying to check for us, so we got to make them check for us. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Let's take it back to 1987, man. Let's get a little hip-hop history for the youth, man, and for the grown people who didn't know. Let's holler at Eric B. and Rakim. Eric B. and Rakim released their debut album, Paid in Full, kickstarting hip-hop's love affair with James Brown samples, man. The emergence of Rakim is a particular herald that drawn the moderate MC to them. So y'all definitely got to step your game up. For those who don't know, Eric B. and Rakim released their debut album, Paid in 1987, man. I was like, around that time, but we definitely got to step your game up. And they kick started the hip hop love affair with James Brown's samples. You know, they took it back old school. Now, a lot of us, you know, in the game now, we consider them as old school, but they went back to their history and paid homage to James Brown's for sampling some of his music.
Yes, sir.
Y'all got to know that, man. Get your hip hop history on. And y'all each and every Thursday. And, you know, shout out to Shorty, too. Shorty said she live on the text, man. I got everything coming from online to text to chat room. Shorty said, I love Michael Jackson. I love Michael Jackson, too, man. Shout out to Michael Jackson and the family, man. Mm-hmm. God rest his soul. But to me, it felt like Michael never left, to tell you the truth.
Let me tell you something about Michael, man, how far his music reached, man. My daughter's 5 years old, and I'm home with her, and she's watching This Is It, Michael's, you know, little movie that they put out after he passed.
Wow.
So I'm sitting there watching TV, and my daughter come in the room bawling, I mean crying. So I'm like, baby, what's wrong? She like, Michael Jackson passed away. We're not going to see him no more. This is how much my five-year-old daughter loves Michael Jackson. So the history of music is really strong. If you don't take it back to the roots, man, you're going to be lost. You know what I mean? And I think that's what the problem is. People don't really take time to research music and find out what the root of music really is and where the music really came from before they try to start doing the music. You know what I mean? You gotta do your research. You gotta know what you're working with before you even try to step up into the business doing something that you don't know nothing about. You know, so that's where it's lost today. If some of these artists would just take time to see where the music came from, we'll have a better range of music going on right now instead of the same five songs being played 24/7. You know what I'm saying?
I honestly believe. And you definitely right about that, and we're going to get to the hotlines to get another opinion. But Guru and FaZe, I'm going to leave y'all open on a lot. But honestly feel like, you know, so many times, like, it's the knowledge. If you can read music, you can read hip-hop history. If you can go over and read your music and your lyrics and your beat or whatever the case may be, you can read hip-hop history. That's so, so important. We're going to open up the lines to 973-776. Shawnee, you live in the building. What's going on? Hello? Can you hear me? 776? Shawnee, what's up, man? Welcome to the show, man. Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, all right. I love me some Michael Jackson. I got a 40-year-old who does the moonwalk better than I do. It's serious. I love music. I do. But I do have a personal opinion, and this is no offense. This is not an indirect to anyone. But I do think everybody want to be a rapper. Everybody want to be successful. They want to do the whole, the shitty life, whatever the case might be. Then they think the alternative is, you know, becoming a rapper, or they want to change the game, or they want to do this. And that's fine to have a dream. But know where you're going with that dream. I think after 25, if you 25 or older, just hang it up. Just hang it up. For real. If it ain't do no good by now, then you need to let it go. I'm tired of it. For real. I'm tired of hearing that. I'm doing this. Well, I got this. I'm tired of it. That's my personal opinion. I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade or anybody's dream. But that's just my opinion.
And we definitely appreciate your opinion on that, man. We definitely want to get feedback on that situation because, you know, I would say that too. I would say if you 25 years or older, hang it up, but not really, because if you got flow, you got flow. If you got skills, you got skills no matter where you at. But a lot of these dudes in the game, the older dudes is that's in the game, they're trying to be like the younger dudes. See, that's where my personal opinion, that's why I think it get all mixed up in the mix. You can't mix the you know, you can't mix salt with sugar. It just ain't gonna work, baby. You can't do that. You can't put sugar in my cornbread. You can't do that. And then you walk around here a grown man, let alone talking about doing a stinky leg. Oh, we wanna smack.
You know what I mean?
Go ahead,
like, what I'm feeling is like I'm feeling like, you know, it don't matter the age, man. You know what I'm saying? Because a champion is a champion, no matter what age you is. You know what I'm saying? Like you take a look at some of the boxers out there, George Foreman, Evander Holyfield. If somebody would have told them, man, you're too old to be fighting, quit the game, they would have never been champions. You know what I'm saying? They wanted they never came in that ring and fought the fights against the younger opposition like they did and beat the younger opposition to become champs. So it's not about age in this game. It's about staying true to your craft and staying true to who you are and true to the music that you put out and the music that you love. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you can't be stinky legging and you came up from the cabbage patch. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know, that's just not going to work. You know, you can't switch into that. But I believe if you stay true to yourself and true to your craft and truly true what's in your heart and not don't try to be like anybody else that's out here, you could definitely make it. You could definitely make it happen.
I hear you. But then again, how many other people you got in position that a lot of guys are in or girls or whatever who are in, and like you got to really see like what is gonna stand out from what do you do that person doesn't do. Like think about it. Like everybody, I have not heard, and this is my personal opinion again, I have not heard anybody who's a rapper who's in the studio with all this money in the studio, all this money doing this, all this money doing these tapes or whatever the case might be, and it gets nowhere. It gets nowhere. So like, what are you doing different from the other person? You got to really compete. You really got to like stand out from a lot of people, and age does matter. Because look at all, like, I don't really know too much about, like, CEOs or whatever, but, like, Rockefeller. Like, if you turn 8, they ain't taking you. Like, the only way that you're going to be successful is in the underground. Like, if I'm not going to make it big, I'm not trying to do it at all.
I think the whole thing with the age thing, that's kind of like discriminating.
I'm sorry.
It is. I mean, no. It's your personal opinion. Like, this hip-hop history, we discussed the hip-hop history. Because I'm looking at it now, even with now. Let's look at it. Big Daddy Kane, Dougie Fresh, they old, but they still selling out concerts. Those niggas is making money. They making money, baby. It don't matter. It's your craft, it's your skills, and you know Big Daddy Kane and Dougie Fresh and them is still doing the same songs that they did 15 years ago, you know? and we still loving it, man. We still loving it. It is an age thing to a certain degree because you want to have some respect, but just like Faye said, his 5-year-old daughter, she in there watching the Michael Jackson movie that they made, and she was bawling, crying like Michael Jackson died. We ain't going to see him no more. Y'all know Michael Jackson was up in age or whatever the case may be, but it's about the clap. I definitely want to get more opinions. I'm going to take another opinion, then I'm going to go to the music, play some music, and come back and get more opinion because it's hip-hop history. You're now tuning live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Y'all already know it's Thursday, Feed the Wolves Diva Edition, and we're talking about this hip-hop history. We got Rocka Block live in the building. Rocka Block, what's going on with you, man?
Yo, what's happening, shout out.
Rocka Block,
what up?
What up? Who that? Guru?
That's Guru all day, baby. You already know the co-host is in the building.
Well, y'all gonna start recognizing me. I'm showing you, so y'all can give me a shout out too. So how y'all doing?
That's
y'all
right.
Gonna start recognizing my name. All right, no me.
Oh man, we got Jennifer Hudson, and I am telling you, y'all, Rock and Block, show some love to Shawnee. Show some love.
Shawnee, what up, baby? Shawnee, what
up?
How
you doing, boo boo? How you doing?
I'm glad you're supporting the evening and the evening edition, because I know you always listening during the day, and we love you.
I love you.
We love you for tuning in
like...
the spiritual feeding. We love you for that.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Word.
See, hey, Shawnee, we got love for you, and we got to put a little bit of.
I'm telling you, everybody making me feel special. I start acting love. See, I need to quit it.
All right, now hold on. Just know this is a Diva show, baby. Hold on, press the button. Blow the whistle, Blue Room. But shout out and to you right now, so we can give some love to Rock and Block.
So man.
Let me clear my throat. Rock and Block, what's up, man?
Oh, I feel like this though. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of all of them. I like their music and everything. I never really went to nobody's concert. I never went out unless it came to the hood. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not a big fan. You know, if you're a big fan, you go to the concert. If somebody paying your ticket, you probably would go. But I never was a big fan of them old school dudes. Like right now, I wouldn't. I never really bought their album. They to me, they corny now. You know what I'm saying? If you're a big fan, they still rock on. If I hear the music, somebody bumping it, I might bob my head if I remember a couple words. You know what I'm saying? But, I would have to really be a big fan of them. You know what I'm saying? These new cats, they took over now, man. It's like their songs is in my head now.
Cricket, cricket. I don't know what to say. Rock and Block. I mean, real talk. We get to there. Real talk. You know, I dig what you're saying, and you write about that. You know, and this is hip hop history, and we are paying homage. So, you know, you may not be filling up. So now that you're saying that the new school is stuck in your head, are you doing the stinky leg and walking around talking about Waka Flocka Fly 100? Well, it's good. Who's stuck in your head?
I'm just saying, I don't even rap that stuff most of the time. I'm just saying, like, that music is one of my favorites,
right.
Like a Busta Rhymes joint or something. It's just not in my head no more. Like, I'm through with that. That Big Daddy Kane and Dougie Fresh. You know what I'm saying? They brought it back. That Dougie Fresh, all that bebop and stuff, it's still stuck with me now because they still doing it. You know what I mean? They still picking them up. He was just recently on a BET show. So it's like it's back. It's back with it. Like MC Hammer is back in my head again all of a sudden.
You know what? And I gotta say one thing about the cats that y'all mentioned that's still out there doing shows. Like Dougie Fresh and Big Daddy Kane, and I really need y'all to hear this, because if y'all take a look at cats like Willie Nelson, like, you know, on the country music side, Aerosmith, those old cats like that, the Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger go out and sell out arenas, you know what I'm saying? Those cats, you know what? Those, they got loyal fans that want them back out there, and it's not, you know, to say that we can't do that either. But, you know, they shouldn't be looked down upon when they really just really trying to survive and feed their families at the end of the day. They get up there and get on stage just like those cats that I just mentioned, like Willie Nelson. Like, it's like real. That's their livelihood. That's all they know. You know what I'm saying? And if cats, like, if they're good enough now, some cats can't really even rock it like that. But if they are good enough to really rock it like that, then I think they deserve to be out there. I think they deserve for the chance for their fans to hear them. No matter if they're selling out clubs or arenas, you know what? A crowd of 500 is just as good as a crowd of 50,000 if that's what you love doing. And I like what my man's saying about the passion and what you're sticking true to your craft. Like, that's what it really means, like, at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? We don't knock Willie Nelson for getting back on stage. Like, he ain't never stopped. He never stopped. the cat is almost in his 70s or 80s, whatever he is. You know, but that's just a point that I wanted to make. Nobody says nothing about them cats getting out there on the stage. Smokey Robinson, the Temptations, the OJs or whatever, they still doing shows. You know what I'm saying? But they just said, why do cats look at it different when it's hip hop, when it's still music though?
That because it's nothing new. If you're going to come and still be rapping, come out with some new raps. Stop doing that same role they've been doing.
I'll give you that one, but that's not going to really turn the people on. Like, that's not really going to turn the people on, though. Like, Run DMC, if they wanted to come back on stage, they could still rock a arena. Like, Run DMC, people still going to want to hear them joints. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to want to hear nothing new.
Go ahead. I think it's because, first of all, the reason why they're still making money and they still be able to perform those same songs because those songs have value. You know, if you always, if you make this, it's like making a dish. It's a recipe. You know, if you always use for your baked macaroni and cheese, mozzarella and cheddar, you ain't going to change it because it tastes good. That Cracker Barrel or that Kraft mozzarella is the ingredients that you have to use and make you feel good. And what Big Daddy Kane, Run DMC, Dougie Fresh, you know, what they did is that they music at that point in time made you feel good. It had a banging beat. It made you feel good. You know, you was ready to get in and go at it, and it made you dance. And just like Biggie, let's give big shots out to Biggie with Juicy. That's my joint. I know I'll be 50 years old, I'm still going to be listening to Juicy, man. And I'm pretty sure a lot of the artists, even after him and before him, felt this way at a time, man. And that's what we're going to get into now. We're going to get into some Juicy. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. You already know what it is. It's Feed the Wolves Diva Edition. And we getting our hip-hop history on. Let's go,
fuck
man.
All you hoes. Get a grip, motherfucker. Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kick it free. Funk, Master Flex, Love, Bug, Star, Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. With Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap. I smoke dope with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Allen, they keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos and Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
I'm
I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got two rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack, now my mom pimps the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live, cause I went from negative to positive. And it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Yeah, as a shorty playing in the front yard of the crib, fell down and I bumped my head. Somebody held me up and asked me if I bumped my head. I said, yeah. And they said, oh, so that means you're gonna switch it on. I said, yeah, flip mode. Flip mode is the greatest. You know, and as a shorty, I was always told that if I ain't gonna be part of the greatest, I gotta be the greatest myself. Come on, come on, yeah, come on. Yeah, nigga, what a surprise. Can you sit and make a nigga close over your eyes? All my niggas getting money capitalized. Die, little small guy, we on the rise. Everything a nigga touch, platinumized. Full of your crib, you know we come with all our supplies. Got a big gun and I'ma show you the size. You come with any of my flip mode family ties. Me and my niggas be coming through, stroking you out. Killing off any and everything you're talking about. See you in the club, now we walking you out. Should've thought twice before you went and opened your mouth. Yo, anyway, we stay keeping it moving. Fucking with the wrong nigga, hope you know what you're doing. Now blame me, all the same niggas is lame. It's not a game, nigga, name still sweating your brain. Y'all niggas had enough? Give me some more. Y'all niggas want the wild shit? Give me some more. Yo, Slip, where the weed at? Give me some more. I know y'all niggas need that. Give me some more. Even though we getting money, you could give me some more. With the cars in the big crib, give me some more. Everybody spread love, give me some more. If you want it, let me hear you say it, give me some more. Blast with a rash, give me my cash, lick in my ass. Running with my money, single out with a blast. Do what you want, and niggas cut in the corner. You fucking up the order, go ahead and meet the reporter. Yo, she telling us how you switch to a bitch. Little fake, funny style, nigga, chill with a snitch. So now I pass you straight, I don't got nothing to ask you. Make a little room for me, you know my niggas to pass through. Cartier, Sydney 48, Hawaii shit. But with all of my niggas from around the way shit. When I come through, your niggas know I do my thing. Bring more shit to generate money. Cha-ching. Arrest you, lyrically, flow will caress you. Bless you, then the nigga come to your rescue. Why you assuming nigga blossom and bloom? I'm coming soon, hit you with a boom. Give me some room. Y'all niggas had enough? Give me some more. Y'all niggas on the wild shit? Give me some more. Hey, Split, put a weed out. Give me some more. I know y'all niggas need that. Give me some more. Even though we getting money, you can give me some more. Cars in the big crib. Give me some more. Everybody's red love. Give me some more. If you want it, let me hear you say it. Give me some more.
Yeah, live nigga shit. Know what I mean? And represent while we getting money and reign supreme. Hope y'all niggas don't be coming to full steam. Can't see me, better turn on your high beam. All my niggas while I'm ringing the siren. Flip mode. We doing with niggas from my team. Never should you ever try to fuck with my cream. My OD when my shit get all in your bloodstream. Every time we be ripping and be blowing it down, blowing you all fucking with the hottest niggas around. Fuckers for me and my people run through your town, holding it down, singing the wild nigga, give me my crown. Hey, all my people need to come and surround. A nigga be hitting so much to make you fall on the ground. Sure to make you shot, that's what I be all about. Turning you out, making all of you niggas fall out.
Y'all niggas had enough?
Give me some more.
Y'all niggas want the wild shit?
Give me some more.
Hey, Split, where the weed at?
Give me some more.
I know y'all niggas need that.
Give me some more.
Even though we getting money, you can
give me some more.
With the cars and the big crib.
Give me some more.
Everybody spread love.
Give me some more.
If you want it, let me hear you say it.
Give me some more.
Welcome back, y'all. Give me some more. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay.
You're
now tuning in live to Diva Club Radio. Yo, we already know.
Hot.
Give me some more.
That was hot.
That was hot.
So sorry. That was hot. That was hot.
Yo,
why are you laughing up
here? We laughing. We chopping it up, chopping it up, talking about give me some more. And shout out to Busta Rhymes. Shout out to the whole Flip Mode squad. Shout out to Rod Digger. Shout out to Biggie. Shout out to the whole Bad Boy movement, man. Shout out to Diddy, man. We just thank y'all. I thank y'all for just going in the studio and also be able to stay true to hip hop and also give me something to shake my dunky dunk to. I ain't even mad, man. This how we get in each every Thursday, yo.
Hey, shout out to that video that Busta Rhymes made for that joint. That video back in the
yo,
day.
Yo, that was
crazy,
a killer
crazy.
Video, yo. It was
y'all already
so
know. You already know.
Animated. Yeah. That was my joint right there. Shout out to Miss Nira. Give me some more. Shout out to Miss Nira tuning in live online, man. Shout out to everybody listening live online. Like, we really appreciate the love, man. The show rocks 6 days a week. We got 4 different shows. And this is one of the special shows because we feeding the wolves, baby. You know what? It's definitely what it is. And we definitely won't be playing another joint. I got a hot banger. Five Alive, another face in the crowd, man. This is serious. Stay tuned, man, and keep your eyes and your ears open, because you could definitely be, and people can look over you as you another face in the crowd, from my personal opinion. But you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, my co-host, Future Guru 100. You already know it's Thursday, Feed the Wolves Diva Edition with that hip-hop history. I got the special blend for y'all, man.
Another face in the crowd. Yeah, I'm just another face in the crowd. Pockets on swole, so I'm headed to the Louis store. I feel good, I feel great, now just give me more. I'm a party animal when I hit the floor. I got the numbers in my hand before I hit the door. I'm a beast, show, man, I can't lie. I give these shorties what they want, then I say bye. Some hard dick, some bubble gum. A nice bitch, I got another one. Swag on the mill, going up like the stock market. See, I read them black range, yeah, I just parked it. I paint bitches with my words, I'm a nice artist. Man, I'm all about the team, never dishonest. I'm a winner, not talking about the sweepstakes. I'm on the move, so I really don't need breaks. You better catch up, man, if you're moving slow. Cause your time ticking down like the Oprah show.
Don't you feel great? I feel so fly, and I hope you can relate. Got some brand new shoes and a brand new tee. It's the same old dude, but a brand new me. I've been up and I've been down. Thought I was the coolest motherfucker around. But I'm just another face in the crowd. I said I'm just another face in the crowd.
Because I'm just another face in the crowd, man. That was the boy, Bob
Alive.
Yeah, that joint is crazy right there. Definitely crazy.
The
beat, the delivery. I, like you said, you know, I'm a real artist. I paint a picture with my music, man. Be clear.
Yeah.
Definitely be clear. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Got my co-host in the building, Future Guru 100. Got Brick City in the building. Got Michigan in the building. All the way Cali time in the building. We even got anonymous block callers in the building. Shout out to the people who call in to block their number to listen to the show. We thank you for being anonymous. That's what's up. I'm feeling real jazzy right there. And let's not forget about our diva over there, Shawnee. We got Shawnee live in the building, too. We can't forget about her.
Block callers get love, too.
Block callers get love, too. We love you, block caller.
I'm mad at you. Thank you for the support.
www.blogtalkradio.com/ENT and anonymously leave us a request. And we
anonymously
get back to you. Shout out to Miss Sarah, Miss Everson, the haters going to tune in too. That's right. We got love for y'all.
That's right. How can we forget that? They ain't gotta be haters. They ain't gotta be, but they could be. Now, I'm gonna take that back. They ain't gotta be, but they could be. But you already know, suspect. You already know if you're anonymously blocking, if you are haters, guess what? We love our haters. So it's all love.
I don't think nobody hate. And I think this Ebony got too much love going on over here. Too much positivity. No negative. I don't think they ain't no haters.
I didn't even show
no love to my mommy mobs. Shout out to Mommy Mob, man. Y'all stay tuned for Mommy Mob. It's coming. The show is going to be airing live next Wednesday, 6 p.m. We adding another show. You damn right. Something new.
Something new.
I'm going to go ahead and drop the bomb. Future Guru 100. It is exclusive. Right.
I'm going to get you some bomb sound effects.
Hey.
I'll drop some bomb sound effects.
Yes,
bomb
sound
effects.
That's coming.
Oh, all right.
Just say boom real loud.
Boom.
How you doing?
No.
Oh, look at the baby on there. Hey, little man.
Black Talk Radio.
Black Talk Radio. That's right.
Hey, Miss Mary Kay.
On the West Coast at 9 p.m. on the East Coast. Mommy Miles is coming live for you. Mommy Miles is a show for all the mommies. We're going to be getting it in. We're going to be upgrading y'all with everything from immunization shots. We're going to have hot music. We got topics called Black Cat. Black Cat is for all the, speaking of haters, Black Cat is for all the women who just hate on one another to get to the top. All the beef and all the cattiness got to stop. And we're going to upgrade you to let you know, to give you a couple of points, because you may be a black cat. We also got the emotional house coming along. I spoke about that on the spiritual feeding show, the emotional house. We also got women in ugly attitudes. We also got the boss bitch topic that we definitely going to be doing. Y'all definitely stay tuned in, man. It's going to be a lot of hot stuff coming, but it's airing live next Wednesday. Mommy Miles, follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/mommy, M-O-M-M-Y, Mob, M-O-B, and also follow us on Facebook as well, www.facebook.com/mommymiles. It's going down, man. It's going down. Yo, we at the end of the show. We got about 3 minutes left. Wow. Just flew by. Y'all love that. Give me some more. Rock a block.
Yo.
What's up?
What's up, man? I was going to say, if they hating, they ain't hating no more because they can't stop you.
They can't stab me. I definitely like that one right there. They can't stab you. Look, the hater just left. Bye-bye, Anonymous. We love you. We miss you. CJ Guru 100, what's going on, man?
Digging in the scene. You already know. I'm here.
Yo, you're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Tune in each and every Thursday to Feed the Wolves Diva Edition. And make sure y'all show some respect for the artists, because we know that the artists respect the show. Make sure y'all tune in live and keep your ears plugged, because that's definitely what it's about. This ain't no snack, man. You getting a whole full meal. That's why we get in there with hip-hop history. That's what it's all about, man. Stay focused, stay on your grind. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow morning to Spiritual Feeding early in the morning, because you know your spirit is skinny. You got to plump it up. And later on to that night, double shows. We doing it big, man. We do double shows, though. We do double shows on Thursday, Friday, and it's about to be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But make sure you tune in tomorrow to Frontline Fridays. We got the boy B. Bonds in the building, man. We're doing it big, yo. We're going to be definitely playing a lot of hot joints from the Comeback 3 album, yo. It's so serious. Like, y'all going to be going crazy. That's tomorrow at 6 p.m. West Coast and 9 p.m. East Coast. Make sure you call up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Or log in live with us online at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Now, listen clearly, very clearly now, you guys. If you want to get your music played, or if you want to bring your business to step your game up Saturdays, you need to send me an email at www. Take that back. I'm still in website mode. You need to send me an email at divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. Or you can reach out to Future Guru 100 at futureguru100@gmail.com. That's futureguru100@gmail.com. Future Guru 100, we about to get out of here. You got anything you want to add on to the show, my brother?
Hey, it was a wonderful show. I'm glad everybody called in. I'm glad everybody's showing love, you know.
And shout out to the whole Feed the Wolves movement. You already know this is what it is on Thursday, so tune in. We got more features. We got more interviews to do. We got Maybach Dice coming. We got Mikey T coming. We got West Nile coming. We got Ricky Red coming. We got Ferrari S coming. Yo, it's definitely official over here, man. So shout out.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember that this Feed the Wolves Radio Diva Edition. We doing it for doing it for y'all, but we also doing it for the kids. We also trying to inspire and encourage and enlighten and just give people just something good to vibe to. We just trying to vibe out. I'm vibing out right now. I ain't gonna tell you what I'm doing, but it's definitely going down. Drinky drinks on deck.
Oh, check out that ultimate promo pack that Future Groom got rocking. Some of the proceeds for the Ultra promo pack is definitely going to the youth, man. We definitely putting it back into our youth, so make sure y'all check out that awesome pack and go ahead and take care of your business and do what you got to do in this white man's world, man. We about to get out of here. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, Feed the Wolves, Diva Edition on that hip-hop history. Stay focused and get a book, man.
You're busting your fist against the stone wall. You're not using your brain. That's what the white man wants you to do. Look at you. What makes you ashamed of being black?
Number love for you know how hard it is. Being a woman, a black woman at that, in this white man's world, sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our streets. We don't be knowing the pain we can cause.
This white man's world.
This white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all.
In this white man's world.
This song, yeah. For all those times that I messed up, but we messed up.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison, I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews' picture. They say don't let this cruel world get you. Kind of suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Rip the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and eat tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Reading love letters late night, locked down and quiet. Your brothers don't receive their mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the wall.